Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
A popular craft beer in Australia was recalled over concerns of excess alcohol. Meanwhile, the people who bought it were like, we can't recall anything.
Let's not forget about our friends in Puerto Rico, man. They're having a rough time there. The hurricane hit that. Did you see that? The Red Cross still says the people there are without power. It's a weird, you know, thing. They're not a state, but they're not a country. They're in this vague gray area like Adam Levine's marriage.
Tinder is putting rescue dogs on their app to match them with potential owners, yeah. It's exactly the same as normal Tinder. Everyone says they enjoy food and long walks on the beach.
Yeah, weather-wise, it's going to be nice out today. Lots of sunshine. This whole week looks really good, actually. High of 67. Right now, 54 at Q102.
So, Disney Plus, God love them. They just keep doing more and more Star Wars shows, and I love it. And Disney Plus, they are not done with Darth Vader, but James Earl Jones is. He has been the voice of Darth Vader since the original movie back in 1977. He is now 91 years old,
wow.
And he has just officially retired.
91.
Yep. He did, however, give Lucasfilm and Disney the right to digitally recreate his voice going forward so the character can live on with his voice.
Wonder how much they paid him for that.
Yeah. Darth Vader most recently appeared on the Disney Plus show Obi-Wan Kenobi, which is awesome. But his dialogue there was AI generated with his approval, of course.
Of course.
I'm surprised there's not somebody that does a really solid impersonation of him that would pass.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's got to be.
I don't know anybody that can get that deep, though.
It's pretty impressive. 91 and still working.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
So stars of the various Law & Order shows did a video hyping the big crossover event that's coming up. And we learned that Mariska Hargitay has a real talent for getting out of speeding tickets. She says, I have talked my way out of so many speeding tickets and I have to applaud myself because I've done some excellent and creative work.
Oh.
God.
Well, that's something.
Isn't that impressive? I know. You would think if you work on a cop show, you're an actor on a cop show.
Right.
That when you find yourself on the other side of the law.
Hey, it's all good. I'm on the job.
You'd have a good line here or there to get
I'm
you
going
out
to play.
Of it.
This is Ice-T. So Ice-T evidently does not have the same luck.
I'm going to play who's most likely to.
Who's most likely to talk their way out of a speeding ticket?
This is definitely Mariska.
Hello. I have talked my way out of so many speeding tickets, and I have to applaud myself because I've done some excellent and creative work.
She's like, I'm a Captain Benson from SVU, and they might say, oh, I know you, I like you, and get out of the speeding ticket. With me, I'm black.
Oh, God.
So that's it.
That was all he had to say about that.
Yep.
God.
Enough said.
So you watched The Big Bang Theory, didn't you? Weren't you a fan? Were you a fan of that show?
Not a regular fan, but I think I actually visited the set of that show.
I think you did, too. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's weird. But, I mean, it was a great show. It was very popular.
Yeah. The actual scientists often visited that set, and the cast and crew are really lucky that they did because one of them found radioactive material on the set.
Whoa.
Did they?
There was a very famous physicist that attended a taping and got a tour of the set afterwards, and he noticed an antique Geiger counter in Leonard and Sheldon's apartment. And he informed them that in the old days, before people knew better, Geiger counters used to have a piece of uranium in them for calibration.
Oh, geez.
So this guy went to his trunk.
The old uranium calibrator.
I know. This is great. So he went to his trunk.
He went to his trunk where he kept all his tools.
And he got his own Geiger counter,
Lord.
Because who doesn't carry one of those around? And yeah, the old one did have radioactive material in it. So he took it with him to get rid of it.
Oh, wow.
I guess luckily uranium isn't as toxic as other radioactive materials, and it's mostly dangerous if inhaled in large quantities, so they probably weren't in any real danger, but still.
Right.
But still.
I know.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, it is National Pancake Day, which we mentioned at the top of the show. And here's something new to pour in the pan. Snoop Dogg says he's replacing the void left by Aunt Jemima with Mama Snoop.
Mama Snoop.
Mama Snoop is Snoop's new line, a breakfast item. And here he is showing off the new line.
Top of the morning, as you can see, we got the Bronish Foods breakfast selection for you.
But not only does it look good, but it tastes good. Then over here, you see we got the Mama Snoop pancake mix, because you know moms love making them pancakes. Then we got the Mama Snoop oatmeal, you understand me? And my favorite, the one, not the two, hello. Grits, baby, instant. Just add water, baby. That's how we doing it, making it real easy for you to get up in the morning, get you something to eat, start your day off right, something healthy, some generational, some family, some for me and Pete, to you and you.
So, we got a future try it Tuesday.
I know, doesn't matter what he's saying or what he's talking about. He's just funny.
He makes it sound good.
Cool. I know it. I just love hearing him talk about anything.
Want to try him?
His entrepreneurship though too. Like he has the wine, and then he's got this and
the weed. Snoop.
He just keeps going.
It all goes well together, doesn't it? Makes sense.
Well, Taylor Swift may not be doing the Super Bowl halftime show, but she is feverishly working on basically re-recording all of her old albums. She's about two in out of the six so far. And her upcoming album, Midnights, will include her first song with a swear word in the title. Here she is turning a bingo ball cage to announce random tracks from the album.
I will now be leaving it up to fate and announcing the next track. Track 8. Vigilante.
Vigilante bleep.
Stuff.
Yes.
Stuff.
I wonder if she doesn't re-record those songs that Scooter Braun owns, is she permitted to perform them at the halftime show?
She'd have to pay him.
That's probably why she wants to re-record everything first, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Just so she doesn't have to give anybody any money?
That's my understanding.
Hmm.
It's her art.
There you go.
She wants it back. And real quick, Stevie Nicks recorded a cover of a very old song from the 60s. It was a classic protest song during the Vietnam War era. It's called For What It's Worth, and you probably heard it before in movies and stuff.
What a field day for the heat.
She's been performing this while on tour.
1,000 people. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
The only thing I would change is just add a rap to it.
Bring in Snoop.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Why not?
He would fit right in.
Great idea, Jen.
6:49. Yeah. That's your latest E! News. We'll have more for you coming up after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, straight ahead, we got three headlines for you. Two of those headlines are fake. One headline is real. If you can guess the real headline, we're going to set you up with a pair of tickets to the Andy Grammer Show Friday, October 7th at the Aronoff Center. That's the Kaleidoscope event benefiting Children's Hospital. That we hope we'll see you at anyway. So that's coming up next. But first, we check the roads. Denise Johnson has your latest traffic.
Summer is the best time to replace your windows. No one wants to do it when it's 10 degrees outside. My guys at Universal Windows Direct will get it done quickly. And then when old man winter comes calling, you're going to be ready to go. 513-755-1800.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Aaron.
Hello.
Welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Excellent.
Awesome. Got your headlines here. You pick the real one, you're going to see Andy Grammer.
All right.
All right. Is it A, someone's hacking the PA system on flights and making moaning sounds? Is it B, cops called to Walmart to help locate where all the moaning was coming from? Or C, principal fired after having sex with the PE teacher and leaving the PA system on?
I'll say B.
No, I'm sorry. It's A.
All right. I was hoping it was A.
It is A.
I do too. That's a good one.
Say, oops.
Do we have audio? Please say we have audio.
We do.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
Yeah, here's the story. Someone apparently hacked into the PA system on an American Airlines flight from Los Angeles to Dallas this month and would not stop making weird moaning and grunting sounds. I don't know how they did it, but a passenger posted audio of it on Twitter late last week, and he said it actually started before the plane even took off and then continued well into the flight. Here is that audio.
That's funny. I mean, it sounds like he's taking a dump.
Hi, I'm Diane, and this was not in our How to Be a Steward book. No.
I don't have a script for this one.
She's like, are you kidding me? I have to go on and talk about this all in a day's work.
Yeah, it's like a sort of like a half pleasure, half pain kind
not
of thing.
Not really.
What is that?
I don't feel
hilarious.
Good. Yeah, as you heard there, the flight attendants had to clarify that they and the pilots were not doing it. The captain eventually came on and said they were trying to figure out how to stop it, but last we heard, it is still a mystery. It may have happened on two other flights as well, one from New York to Los Angeles in July and another flight into Dallas on September 18th. American Airlines blamed that one on a mechanical issue that made the volume of the PA spike. Now, there's no footage from the other two flights, but the audio we've heard definitely sounds like it's a person and not a mechanical issue. But, I mean, can you imagine for the duration
for
of the flight?
Hours on end.
Having to listen to that.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Hopefully you have your own headphones that you don't have to.
Your own noise canceling headphones.
Yeah.
You can get away from that.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be a passenger, right? Got some kind of transmitting device that's able to.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I can't imagine how else they pull that off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the pilot's pulling one over on Diane. Let's see what she does.
Yeah, let's see how good she is.
Yeah, but if you look at the flight manifest, like if you look at the passenger lists for all three of those flights, is there
one person?
One person, yeah. One common passenger on board all of them. I don't know. Something tells me there's more to the story, and there may be a part two to this.
We'll keep an eye on things.
Yeah. Coming up, who's using more than 100 emojis a day? The answer might surprise you. Plus, make sure you pick up the right kid from daycare. That's kind of important. First news that didn't make the news of the week is coming up next.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.